Coach, tough loss for your team tonight. It really wasn't because of a lack of effort. It seemed like in the ball game you couldn't hit your field goals, and once you started hitting them, you got key players into foul trouble, just one thing after another.
Yeah, it was a tough night for us. You're right, we couldn't make any shots. We were getting some pretty good looks for the most part. Defensive-wise, yeah, they were just going at us. We weren't moving our feet, and everything they threw up was going in.
Yeah, it seemed like, especially in that third quarter from downtown, and they're banking in threes. They banked in about three or four threes tonight.
Yeah, it was after the first win. You know, I thought that was luck. Second one, man, I don't know what was going on, but they kept banking them in, and, you know, we just didn't have any answers for those threes.
Well, it seemed like in that first quarter you drew a lot of fouls on your list. Is that was because of your dribble drive penetration? At second quarter, it seemed like they were calling more fouls on Scott City, and it almost made your team, it seemed like, a little bit more tentative.
Yeah, we did good, you know, getting them in foul trouble. We just didn't make our shots and get ahead when their key players were out. You know, and then the second half, we got into even more foul trouble, and we were just way too far behind to catch back up.
And it was just kind of one of those things when at one point, your first part of your second half where you started out, you guys started out very angry. I thought it came out and started out strong, and then one thing turned to another. Just seemed like it was just tough to overcome in the end.
Yeah, it was. You know, they came out. We were only down by 13 at halftime, so they came out ready to fight. But, you know, once again, our shots weren't going in, and that's tough. You know, just working your tail off on the offensive end and not getting those points put up on the board, and then those three-point shots from Ulysses just going in. That's tough to face and keep up. You know, I think we ended the game up pretty strong with our five out there. They were working hard on defense, trying to make something happen. It was just too late.
Yeah, and you had another nice night from Shanae Hamey, once again leading you for the third time in as many games at 15 points. And that really shows how solid she is. And she's really turning into an all-league type performer night in and night out.
Oh, she is. She finds ways to drive into the basket. You know, I think we all started out slow, and she finally picked it up, and we went on probably like a 12-5 run right there before halftime. You know, and it was just her penetrating and scoring and, you know, looking for Janessa and doing what she needs to do.
And also, really, it's positive to see was Kelly Wyckoff and Bailey Nickel finally knocked down some shots in that fourth quarter. They both finished with seven, but that just shows you how much it killed them to be on the bench in that for most of that second quarter when Ulysses made their big run.
Oh, yeah, we need a lot more scorers, and Kelly and Bailey can definitely step into those roles to be an offensive threat. You know, Kelly is a very pressure defensive player, so sometimes that gets her into foul trouble. Bailey's the same way, so we just need to learn when to back off and when to move our feet to stop the drives.
Well, you got to look ahead here on Tuesday night. You return home. You have three games next week, and first two at home. You start off with the Goodland Cowgirls, first time you'll play them this year. And what are some things that you're going to try to do maybe to change up going into Tuesday night?
You know, we just need to work harder on running through our offensive sets. Like tonight, you know, our drives weren't really quite there. You know, we weren't slowing it down, trying to get wide open shots. So we just need to work on that. You know, defensive-wise, we just need to keep putting more pressure on them and moving our feet and not letting them have any second chances. So, you know, once again, we need to work on ourselves, just make ourselves better so that we can handle anything teams throw at us.
Well, tough night, Coach. And once again, we appreciate you stopping by here. And guys are proving in places here and there. It just isn't showing up on the record, but thanks again for joining us here tonight.
Thank you.